Good night, my sweet love. She whispers and tucks me in. I close my eyes out. Her tear runs down her cheek, lands on my chin. Oh, no, no, no. The night I killed her, she swore she would come back for me. She said, I can't be dead without you. I'll haunt you till you swing from that tree.
Resume here. We got just a little bit left. It is the first duty of the press to undermine the foundations of the existing political system. Think about Wolf Blitzer. Think about Rachel Maddow. Think about David Frum. Think about Bill Kristol. Think about all Charles Krauthammer. Yeah, he's a real hammer of the Krauts, isn't he? Think about it. The first duty of these punks is to undermine the system given to us by the founders. And they're everywhere, like rats. Jake Tapper. At the end of the program last week, I played Jones ripping on Jake Tapper. He almost sounded like a Christian Identity preacher. That was classic. You guys, listen to last week at the end of the show. It was pretty good. But... you know, you see these nuggets like that, and then you're like, yeah, I dig it. Now I just see the seething, sick energies of these people operating under the surface. Let's see here. Marx said about himself that he is the most outstanding hater of the so-called positive. The most outstanding hater of the so-called positive. See, just like we're the destroyer of worlds, Oppenheimer. I'm death. Maurice Samuels, you Gentiles. We want to destroy this thing, create a world of our own. You see, this is them. This is their mentality. It's like they can't live among the goy. They got to trash the whole thing. Scorched earth. The Satanist sect is not materialistic. It believes in eternal life. Ulanim, the person through whom Marx speaks, does not question this. He asserts eternal life, but as a life of hate magnified to its extreme. It is worth noting that eternity for devils means torment. Note Jesus' reproach by demons. Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? Marx is similarly obsessed. Now see, this is where you get into this thing with the reprobate Jewish mind, to where it's like they've got this curse on them that they're unwilling to eject. They love it. They embrace it. They're like, just like this Rachel Maddow is the embodiment of this. Ha! Eternity. She is our eternal grief, an indescribable and immeasurable death. Vile artificiality conceived to scorn us. Ourselves being clockwork, blindly mechanical. And this gets into the mind of Kurzweil. Vile artificiality. See, the inclination to overthrow the organic human, the crops, GMO, to just destroy everything that's in existence and put your own seal of, like, just degenerate fingerprint on everything, to change everything because you don't like the way it is now. This is this drive in these degenerates' minds that they think they can improve upon everything, but yet they're tainting it with their little sick kind of fingerprint. And plenty of people that are non-Jewish do this too, because they bought into that same kind of wicked mentality. But this stuff comes from way, way back when, thousands of years ago. Made to be the fool calendars of time and space, having no purpose save to happen, to be ruined, so that there shall be something to ruin. We are the destroyers. You see, you Gentiles, we're here to destroy, because, you see, we want to make a world in our own image. We begin now to understand what has happened to young Marx. He had had Christian convictions, but he had not led a consistent life. His correspondence with his father testifies to his squandering great sums of money on pleasures and his constant quarreling with parental authority about this and other matters. Then he seems to have fallen in with the tenets of the highly secret Satanist church and received the rites of initiation. Satan, who his worshippers see in their hallucinatory orgies, actually speaks through them. Thus, Marx is only Satan's mouthpiece when he utters in his poem Invocation of One in Despair the words, "I wish to avenge myself against the one who rules above." Listen to the end of Ulanim. "If there is a something which devours, I'll leap within it, though I bring the world to ruins. The world which bulks between me and the abyss, I will smash to pieces with my enduring curses. I'll throw my arms around its harsh reality. Embracing me, the world will dumbly pass away and then sink down to utter nothingness, perished with no existence. That would be really living." I mean, this is the ideological, one of the fathers of socialism, communism. You see, the kosher version. Marx was probably inspired by the words of the Marquis de Sade, the father of sadism. "I abhor nature. I would like to split its planet, hinder its process, stop the circles of stars, overthrow the globes that float in space, destroy what serves nature, protect what harms it. In a word, I wish to insult it in my works. Perhaps we will be able to attack the sun, deprive the universe of it, or use it to set the world on fire. These would be real crimes." I mean, what kind of mind would even, I mean, what? How could you come up with that unless you got some sort of negative spiritual impulse living within your body? De Sade and Marx propagate the same ideas. Honest men, as well as men inspired by God, often seek to serve their fellow men by writing books to increase their store of knowledge, improve their morality, stimulate religious sentiments, or at least provide relaxation and amusement. The devil is the only being who consciously purveys only evil to humankind, and he does this through his elect servants. As far as I know, Marx is the only renowned author who has ever called his own writings shit, swinish books. He consciously, deliberately gives his readers filth. No wonder, then, that some of his disciples, communists in Romania and Mozambique, force prisoners to eat their own excrement and drink their own urine. Let me stop right there. Now, those of us that research Hollywood and the music industry and the rituals and the mansions and all of this crap, guess what? They make these people that want to be famous eat their own excrement and drink their own urine. I've seen this in the black hip-hop researchers. I've seen this across the board, that it's all about eating feces and drinking urine, basically debasing the human person, that individual, to make them do everything possible to defile that individual. And Jim Carrey and all the rest of these weirdos, Jim Carrey with all his herpes and his little girl committed suicide and all the little crap. This is the underbelly of Hollywood, folks. This is the underbelly of the music and entertainment industries. And this is the underbelly of Pizzagate and government and Bohemian Grove, both parties. Dennis Hastert, Mark Foley, Larry Craig, Barney Frank, Nancy Pelosi, all these weirdos, Podestas, Alifantis, all these scum. And Ulanim, Marx does what the devil does. He consigns the entire human race to damnation. Ulanim is probably the only drama in the world in which all the characters are aware of their own corruption and flaunt it and celebrate it with conviction. Think about Beyonce and Jay-Z and Rihanna and all the black entertainers. And then the country music people, Blake Shelton and all these people. And then the pop stars and all of them. They flaunt their own corruption because they have to. It's ordered from the highest level. In this drama, there is no black and white. There exists no Claudius and Ophelia, Iago and Desdemona. Here all are servants of darkness. All reveal aspects of Mephistopheles. All are satanic, corrupt, doomed. And I'm going to stop there. That's the end of the first chapter. But this gives you insight into the sick world of Marx, Levy, and get into Crowley. See, these guys are fellow travelers. Even though they weren't alive at the same time, it's the same crap. It's the defilement of the human person to do everything you can to corrupt it. And somehow they think once you do all that, that somehow – and you can see this in the Kabbalah as well. And you can see this in the Talmud, to where they think somehow, especially Sabbatai Zevi, the Zevites, the fake Messiah from the 1600s. See, they thought if you basically defile yourself and commit every sin possible, that somehow that's going to bring forth their little version of the Messiah. Okay, it's real sick. Crazy theology, but this is what we're dealing with in the political structure, the religious structures, the entertainment structures, okay, and even sports. It's gone off into the sports world too with LeBron and all these people, okay. And so I know it's been an hour and something we spent on this, but I hope it was edifying to you. Because this is the underbelly, okay? I'm getting real deep into the underbelly, and I know it makes you feel soiled to have to be exposed to this, but this is what these people are into. All right. Let's do this. Mr. Producer, get clip 7 ready. Let's segue a little bit. Let's jump around. Let's cover some things happening. The House just passed resolution on a no-fly zone in Syria. Let's hit clip 7.
This is Dabu 7. I want to bring some attention here to this HR 5732 that the media is being absolutely silent on. This is a bill that they have put into motion here. You can see the Senate read twice and referred to the Committee on Foreign Relations on the last action. And what this is doing is this is enacting this Caesar Syria Civilian Protection Act of 2016. And what no one's wanting to talk about is that this is going to impose or give them the power to impose this no-fly zone over Syria. Could this lead to big war? You have to think about this. There's been a lot of things that have happened in Syria, Iraq, but when you establish a no-fly zone in a country, you are telling the government of that country that they cannot even fly their own aircraft. Now, what do you think is going to happen when we have Russian aircraft all over the place in Syria? It's not just going to be Syrian, but Syrian and Russian. If they try to impose a no-fly zone, that means they can shoot down anything that moves in the skies there. And it's usually one of the first moves made here before they start bombing and actually making a move to do something big. Here recently, Erdogan stating that he's going to release the floodgates of migrants out of Turkey, talking about the EU. And some interesting comments here recently, Obama had stated that Russia was a world power, a regional power. And apparently NATO and Europe have flipped out about this, saying that he should have never called them that, and saying that it's starting to show his true colors. A lot of wonder what that could mean here if Obama is trying to put this divide between not only the United States and Russia, like he has this whole time, but also with NATO or the EU. They're basically questioning why he would say that. But Obama also just created this mysterious ex-op global task force that's going to surpass any military regional command and answer to SOCOM. And they're going to be like worldwide mercenaries. Got a separate video on that. But this here is important. This is the first step. While no one was paying attention, they quietly pushed this through. And you can expect more of the same around the holidays, especially Christmas Eve, right around that time when they like to get together and do these things. This is what they called a lame duck session, where normal rules were suspended. Can you believe this? This is what has been happening. When people don't pay attention, they push it on through. The next thing you know, they get to start talking about action going down in Syria. People are not going to see the bigger picture. This really could be a step right here that sparks big time tension.
Right, something to pay attention. Go ahead and stop it. I mean, my mind when I saw this earlier start really popping. I'm like, gosh, Obama, is this, you know, his wing of the beast system trying to start some crap before he bounces office? Is it to start some crap to do a continuity where he stays in office? A lot of people have talked about this. Or is this him setting up Trump, for BB and the boys to come in and knock Syria off real quick? I don't know. I've been tweeting at Trump to leave Syria alone, but Trump is putting some really creep shows around him. We don't know what's going to go with Tulsi Gabbard or Romney or Giuliani as Secretary of State. Mike Flynn's over at the NSA, going to be over at the NSA. And we're going to get into some of the stuff, the skullduggery with Jill Stein and the commie Green Reds getting bought off or turned or something to contest some of these battleground states, the Electoral College members in various states being threatened with assassination. And I mean, we're in some very creepy waters here, and you know, it's designed to be that way. They want to skull screw you. They want us all in fetal position. They want us all just thinking that, you know, none of us have any say or power. But you know, these people are at the mercy of much more powerful entities than most people think. And so, you know what? Keep your mind positive. Do your praying. Do your, you know, some serious soul searching. And, you know, in the middle of the night when you get woke up, like I got woke up last night and I did all this thinking. I got a lot to cover, but I got through my Marx and Satan. Let me say this. The death of Castro, or the releasing of the death of Castro. I'm going to talk about this for a second. And this ties in with Marx and Satan, but the veneer, the mask of the so-called American, regular old Americana left wing is really coming off with this mourning for Castro, where the Cuban people, the closest to this whole scenario, are celebrating Castro's death. You got these world leaders, Obama, Trudeau, this fake Pope Bergoglio, this Jesuit commie filth, talking about, Castro's dead. This just shows the organized commie satanic left where they're really at. They're all mourning the death of Castro, just like all these punks mourn the death of the terrorist Mandela, the expert at necklacing people, black people, throw a tire on them and gas them. light him on fire. Yeah, nice guy, Mandela. See you on the other side.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back. Incendiary Radio. Let me read this real quick. It's pretty funny. Preston James over at VT, he's got this up on Rents today, and this is about Castro. It's pretty interesting because there's a lot to it in four paragraphs. Castro was originally CIA. He was secretly managed by the Jesuits and the Vatican, which prevented the CIA and the U.S. government from assassinating him or displacing him or invading Cuba. Okay, so originally CIA went off the reservation, still managed by the Jesuits and Rome. You know, the Jesuits love communist little outposts like Cuba. He was a member of the CFR and used to come to New York City to attend meetings. This was never publicized. The ruling cabal made sure Castro was pre-informed of all upcoming assassination attempts. Ton of them on him. Marshal Marital Lorenz of CIA Op 40, Frank Sturgis, a.k.a. Fiorina, was her handler. He was one of the shooters on the grassy knoll at Dealey Plaza. She was Castro's girlfriend and had a son with him. She is still alive, living in New York City. A friend of mine knows her well and saved her life when Sturgis went to murder her to prevent her from testifying at the HSCA. Sam Giancana was murdered by his driver in his basement kitchen while making a salad, a CIA plant to keep him from testifying too. This man is now in witness protection plan. Castro allowed CIA drug dealers and money launderers and ex-Mossad to retire in Cuba if they paid him off. He also allowed CIA drug shipments to pass through Cuba for payments. Castro jailed and murdered thousands of dissidents. Before the Bay of Pigs, he was warned by Jesuit agents in the CIA of the coming invasion, where and how, so he could be prepared. And JFK was tricked into calling off U.S. air support because he was told by McGeorge Bundy that it would immediately start World War III with the Russians, who had cracked the attack plans. The Pentagon, the defense contractors, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff love having Castro as their bad boy 90 miles from the USA. This provided motivation for Congress to approve big budgets and deploy CIA and mercenaries and death squads trained at the International Police Academy and School of the Americas to train death squads to rape and murder dissidents on behalf of their South American fascist dictators appointed on behalf of the large corporations to aid in their asset stripping of South America. So pretty powerful four paragraphs there. You know, the Ben-Gurion angle with killing Kennedy, the Dulles angle, the Lyndon Johnson angle, Jesuits were balls deep in it, and the Kosher Noster were balls deep in it. You guys all know this. This power-sharing agreement between these factions, man, it's really sick. The Jew suits and the Jewish mob. Very fascinating stuff, but I thought I would read that one. Pretty interesting. Let's see here. Let's do this one. This is kind of interesting. We got a couple minutes left. Mr. Producer, let's hit clip six, the thunderstorm asthma killing a bunch of people in Australia.
This is Dabu 7. I want to shed some light here on what they're dubbing this freak thunderstorm asthma hitting Sydney and Melbourne. Majority of the people affected were in Melbourne, but I have people that have been reaching out to me that are in Australia saying that they were witnessing people drop like flies from this, whatever happened. And it's also interesting to note that even over here on RT, they're saying that allegedly it's linked to this weather phenomena. A lot of people not buying it because they're saying people that did not have allergies or any type of asthma were affected by this. And the people that have reached out to me have stated they know firsthand perfectly healthy individuals were affected by this that have never had asthma in their life. And they think that there's more to it. They asked me to look into it. What you're looking at here is the thunderstorms that had rolled through and the possibilities for that time frame. And there was a band that had came through this area near Melbourne City, but a majority of the western part of Melbourne did not see this line. Now, that line also hit Sydney, Newcastle, other places. How come they did not see the exact same effects, if that's the case?
All right, we'll stop it there. It looks like some sort of beta test. Population control beta test, who knows, but this biological warfare has been going on for so many decades and looks like some more of it, playing around with people. Just bad news. I hate these people, and I know you do too as well. So see you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the
lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
I wrote a hit list for everybody that's done me wrong. All right, here we go. Now, I got some interesting stuff here. You know, we're looking at Trump's appointments, and some of them are quite fascinating. Now, I like Jeff Sessions, you know, for the most part. He's been really a dog on the trade and immigration. This guy has been one of the few in the Senate that even had any kind of semblance of patriotism. And so he's going to be the guy that takes the Podestas and the Hillarys to task if they decide to do so. I doubt it. I said this on the Solar Storm earlier tonight. I was like, look, the entire structure will come down. The Clintons, the Bushes, they have dirt on basically every figure up there, whatever their proclivity is, cocaine, little boys, little girls, trannies, whatever people like, they already got the dirt on all of them. And so they've really got everybody corralled in on a tight leash. And that's why this whole Pizzagate thing is, you got people running cover for it, even in alternative media, when they should, you know, take a step back and be like, well, I gotta, let me wait until I see all the dot connecting before I make a comment. There's people shutting people down that want to call in to programs and like, hey, what do you think? Oh, I'm going to shut you down. It's all a psyop. It's a honey trap. It's here to make us all look bad. Well, there's years and years of Hollywood imagery and music industry imagery of the pizza and codes and symbology. I would suggest people look outside of their regular realm and dig across multiple platforms, and then you'll be like, oh, you know, there's way too much sick crap here for me to just discount it as a honey trap to suck in people to get labeled fake news, and so therefore they can shut down alternative media. You know, the pedo rackets go across all lines and all countries, and it's really sick. But let's Mr. Producer, how about we get clip 15 ready, and we're going to get into Miss Betsy DeVos, this Blackwater Amway billionaire heiress that's going to come clean up our education system. And look, I'm seeing things all over the spectrum, and let me just kind of preface everything. I've seen things from this woman is going to decommunize our school systems and really re-implement a nationalistic, decent, moral foundation public school system and get everybody on charters and going to, you know, parochial schools if they want to and all the rest of it. And this ties in with Jesuits, who are our Catholic educators. And you know, St. Louis is a Jesuit stronghold, as I really, really like to emphasize on this show. We've got tons of Jesuits running around all over this town. They run St. Louis. Catholics up the wazoo. You know, me being an Italian, I have been baptized into this world since I was before I was born. But I have integrity, and I'm willing to say, look, some of this stuff is alarming, and the Vatican II sect, SECT, especially this kind of Marxist, communitarian, weird hybrid between communism and crony capitalism. Nobody likes this crap. The maritime admiralty system of our courts and our corporations, the corporate citizen, the corporate construct, the 14th Amendment, you know, all this stuff. I mean, we dig into this on RBN, Lacavara and John Statmiller and everybody. I mean, this whole thing is, it's a real big swamp, and Trump's not going to address it. He lives in this world, and many of us live in this world, and I want to tweak it, and I want to return it in a, let's say, a way that doesn't have to disrupt everybody's lives. But I know that this is a pipe dream. This is going to, blood's going to flow in our streets, just like it's about to in Italy. Everybody go on to Shoebot.com, Waleed Shoebot. Now, I don't agree with Shoebot. He's kind of a Zionist, and he uses a lot of Rita Kotz side intelligence, memory stuff, you know, that sort of world. But, you know, he had a good video up the other day of some Italians about this invasion into Italy of all these so-called refugees, these migrants, these invaders. The Italian people have about had enough, and the Italians are basically the vanguard. Sweden and Germany, they, let's just say, they don't have the militancy yet as these WOPs. These greasers are about to slit some throats in Italy, so watch this. And then the migrants are rioting because I need to get my ass to Italy for real, because I would love to take part in what's about to happen to defend Italy. I mean, Italy's the underbelly, folks, of Europe. If the Italians don't act, you know, I mean, it's just one of those kind of watershed kind of moments that's about to happen. And everybody pray that the Italians really muster up this militancy and purge their land. And maybe this will start a domino effect, a ripple effect. And this is what we can hope for. But, man, these our Italian brothers, man, these guys are about to go full-blown retard on the immigrant, quote, refugee gangsters, and many of them are just black Africans who have no business acting like they're refugees. They're just there to get some freebies and get some white chicks. So let's get back to this, though. Eric Prince's sister, Betsy DeVos, the billionaire heiress to the Amway fortune, Blackwater sister. Let's hit clip 15. This is Rachel Maddow, by the way, but then I'm going to read an article.
Fairly well known in Republican circles, she's a big party donor. She served as the former finance chair of the RNC. She was chair of the Michigan Republican Party. Also one of the country's leading advocates for school vouchers and charter schools, which her appointment drew scathing criticism from public school advocates today. She's also the sister of Eric Prince. Remember Eric Prince? That name sounds familiar. It's because he is the guy who founded Blackwater, the mercenary company that made a ton of money off the Iraq War. Four Blackwater guards, of course, convicted 2 years ago and given huge sentences for opening fire at a Baghdad traffic circle during the war, killing 17 innocent civilians. Those Blackwater guards went directly to prison, but their boss is still very rich from that war, and he spent at least some of his fortune on electing Donald Trump president. He contributed $100,000 in the late days, $100,000 to one of Mr. Trump's key super PACs in September. And now today, his sister was named as the Trump administration's new education secretary. It's a small world, you know, if you know the right donors.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. Now, that's, I mean, look, Rachel Maddow, we all hate her guts, you know. But anyway, sometimes you'll at least get a minute of truth. Now, this is over at Duff. Over at Veterans Today. Now, we all know Duff now, after this election period, he is a Democratic Party operative, okay? He thinks that everybody in the Republican Party is either Christian Identity Klan, InfoWars, meth head. This is kind of like how he paints everybody on the right, which is bogus. There's plenty of really, really good people on the right that this is the level of understanding that they have. They love their country. They love their guns. They love their free speech. They love private property, and they love free enterprise. Now, we all know, those of us on RBN and other networks, we all know that, hey, there's many layers above that. But that's the basic bedrock foundation of the kind of patriot, you know, conservative, right, World Net Daily, InfoWars, Breitbart, all that. And we know that these organizations have kind of, you know, let's just say Zionist masters. But at the same time, Americana is Americana, and I'm an Americana guy. I've served in the Marine Corps. I have an honorable discharge. I've worn a uniform for a good portion of my life. But I'm a Smedley Butler guy. I know that this war is a racket kind of angle, and I've talked about this ad nauseum. But let's get into this. Trump's Betsy will stun you, maybe to death. Betsy DeVos, the CIA runs errands for her. The NSA cleans up her Google and social media. Just regular folks like Trump. Now, some of this stuff. Now, you got to remember, Eric Prince is a Knight of Malta, folks. Now, Betsy is, I guess, this Dutch kind of Calvinist angle on this thing, okay? America will have its first Secretary of Education with her own private army. DeVos, an opponent of public education, whose companies have actively withheld school taxes, thus nearly bankrupting the Ada, Michigan school district over and over, is also an avid creationist. Well, I'm a creationist. And I am an opponent of public education to a certain extent, because guess what? If the public education system is going to be completely dominated by Marxists, then what good is it? See, this is where Gordon Duff and Ian Greenhalgh and Kevin Barrett and these guys over at VT, they're all kind of like this left, false flag, wise bunch. But they're all, you guys are for public education when you know they teach our kids communism. This is why I have a real problem with the slants over at VT. And then listen to this. Calvin College on the following issues, okay? This is where her alma mater, how dinosaurs and humans interacted on a 6,000-year-old planet, how demons created all evidence of human, animal, and plant life, including any that existed more than 6,000 years ago, to confound man. See, what they're doing here is smearing this lady because she's a creationist. So then, I don't know what her beliefs are, but, you know, Kent Hovind, who just got released from prison, he's a young earth type guy. And then there's other people that are flat earth type people. You know what? I've got Edward Hendry's latest book about flat earth. And let me just say that there's enough in there to where everybody should read it and take a look at it. I'm not claiming I'm a flat earther, but I'm not claiming I'm not either. Because guess what? Everything to me in my life has been BS, coming from media, schools, government, and so forth and so on. So why can't I question things without being called a weirdo or a kook or the rest of it? Okay. DeVos supports her husband's peculiar theology supplied by Dutch Calvinists, that women are a lower life form and should be limited to a secondary role somewhere below humans but above that of the Negro. See how Duff and Greenhalgh, they're smearing her? Well, if that's true, why would her husband let her become this Secretary of Education? Okay. To those living in or around Grand Rapids, Michigan, with the exception of the Dutch Mafia, the yearly synods at DeVos's funded Calvin College were a laugh riot. Debates about how fossils were made and planted, or discussions of the differences between men and women, often showing evolutionary charts with women and apes, blah, blah, blah. You see, this is all just a smear campaign by Duff and Greenhalgh. Now, look, I find this kind of crazy that she is the sister of Eric Prince, Knight of Malta, founder of Blackwater, which became XE, then became Academy, these private armies. And, you know, this ties in with an article over at Sorcha Falls website, What Does It Mean?, which is kind of a known disinformation site, but at the same time that connects dots under the surface, which gets kind of people freaked out. Now, this article, President Trump moves feared private army to America, as Clinton push for civil war grows. Now, there's all kinds of articles over here, but this ties in with Eric Prince, that Trump and Eric Prince are in cahoots, and Eric Prince is moving some of his, let's just say, operators into the United States to, you know, help stave off the far left overthrowing the country. Frontier Services Group and the Reflex Responses Management Consultancy. So you got these two groups that are supposedly going to come help us and Trump and, you know, the American people stave off a second civil war with Obama, the Alinsky, Jay Johnson, DHS destabilization, which we're witnessing now. I mean, it's very fascinating stuff, but it is kind of weird that the sister of Eric Prince, the billionaire heiress to the Amway fortune, which helped start Blackwater, folks, is going to be the Secretary of Education. So it remains to be seen what the new curriculums are going to look like when, if and when January 20th happens. So we'll see you on the other side.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've been sitting right here waiting for some. listen to your radio.
Now, there's some people, Kevin Barrett's one of them, that's trying to say Pizzagate is on the same level as Jade Helm. Okay? And let me see here. I got the article. I'm trying to pull it up, but my computer gets under attack every time I'm about to get on the air. It happened earlier when I was on the air, and it's happening now. But anyway, look, Jade Helm, to me, it's never stopped. I think military psychological warfare operations have started years ago. But when they release an idea like Jade Helm, it hasn't stopped. This is Jade Helm ad infinitum. Pizzagate. Think about, remember I was reporting on the outlet malls, how they look, how they could be easily converted into holding processing centers. They haven't gone away. These outlet malls are still here. The Walmart conversions, the closing of all those Walmarts, I would like to see some people do some follow-up and say, what happened to these mothballed Walmarts now? I'd like to see some people break into them and see what they look like on the inside, because guess what? I don't think it's going away. I think look what happens, whether Trump gets in and the transition happens or whether Obama stays in due to the emergency over the electoral crisis. Don't forget about Sam Walton running frickin' POW camps, internment camps, and so forth. You think any of this went away just because it didn't happen in the time frame that people might have thought it would? This is what gets me about these people that want to poo-poo people that do research and like, you see, nothing happened with these Walmarts. Nothing happened with Jade Helm. Pizzagate's the same thing. Yeah, well, the outlet malls still all look like convertible camps to me. They're all still in plain sight in every major city. Google Images, Atlanta Outlet Mall, Chesterfield, which is here in St. Louis, Outlet Mall. Denver Outlet Mall, Kansas City Outlet Mall. Look at the structures. We can't forget, just because things don't happen on the same timeline that some people might have expected, that somehow the reality is still not hanging in the background. This is what gets me with people. Okay, so things might happen to back plans up. Does that mean the plan is gone? And people are naive, and then they have this ADD, Ritalin head kind of culture to where somehow, because the thing didn't happen when people thought it would, that it's not going to happen. Trump could be the guy that locks people up, or Obama could on a continuity of government system. We don't know. Keep your eyes open.
Subject to lender approval, must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-293-5565. That's 800-293-5565. 800-293-5565.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.